Let me ask you something. Does your work make you happy? Do you know what your potential is and do you use it? Do you deliver value that you're truly proud of?
This is the Happy Work Podcast, where we discuss all the things we can do to make our work, and with it, our life better.
So as human beings, there's something in us, a little voice that keeps knocking on the door. There's something that we want to have for ourselves. And the thing now, the drama of the world is that some go out there and look for it, while others turn inward and listen to that voice. Those are the two decisive groups of people that exist on this planet. And what unites both of them is that they're going for the same thing. They're looking for happiness. But one group looks for happiness out there and chases and hunts it and tries to accomplish themselves by finding success in inviting happiness into their lives, almost a little bit like a degree or like an award, while the other side recognizes that happiness is with us. We are happiness. It is a little bit like a muscle or a reality that lies slumbering within us. And to use the analogy of traditional game playing, I like to say that the first group tries to be the best player at the game of the world. They want to go out there, be successful, and play this game of societal success of the world the very best way and bring home all the boons and all the goods and hope that by doing so, they also invite happiness along the way. The other side, on the other hand, they realize that there is no such thing as a common game. There's not one big game that needs to be played and you need to be victorious and you need to be the best player in that game. They recognize simply that we each have our little game. And our life is really about recognizing that game and playing it, not winning at it since it's our own game, but to keep playing it. That is really the magic of life. And happiness is not a destination as we've been taught by our teachers and our parents in society, especially social media nowadays. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a path. Happiness is a direction. Happiness is a reality. But what makes happiness so crucial to us? And that's something that I invite everybody listening to reconsider. Happiness is not a thing. It's not an item. As a reality, it is an emotional state. You sense happiness internally. When you're truly happy, when you are wrapped in by happiness, it turns your being into a state of emotional experience, right? This is what we want. But for the ones who look for happiness in the world, so the ones who go and chase degrees and climb the career ladders and amass money in the hope of finding happiness, happiness is really like a hot and cold shower because they are faced with the idea of happiness as a fleeting emotional reality, something that comes and goes. And depending on how your day goes, you might have three encounters with happiness and three encounters with sadness. So you go home and then you look at your book of happiness and you say, like, was it a good or was it a bad day? But the thing is that you're playing the odds of the happiness game, which is terrifying because what if happiness doesn't come back? In that case, what if happiness becomes a commodity that you cannot afford? What if happiness now becomes a destination you will never reach? That is something I'm not making up. That's something that society has completely normalized. Just think, for example, at how we connect the notion of happiness with having money. We think that happiness, because it's a destination for the transactional minded person, happiness is a destination. They think that they have to work to make money so they can reach that destination. But now happiness lies outside of you. And when happiness lies outside of you, you're facing the problem, you're facing the odds, you're facing the anxiety, not to reach that destination. So you might not be that successful. You might not become a millionaire. You might never make it till retirement. And I like to call this not living in the moment. This is living for an uncertain future, for a destination that is a little brighter, a little shinier, a little better than the present moment. This is a very heartbreaking definition of happiness. And that's why when people traditionally refer to happy work, they think that it's work that will eventually bring them happiness. But that's sad work. That is terribly sad work. Happy work embraces the real definition of happiness as nature knows it, which simply means to live, exist, and do in the light of your truth now. So happiness is a state of mind that you have to embrace in the present moment. It means, literally, to feel unconditional love for the present moment right now and be embedded by the sense of happiness. Now, I know that for almost everyone, happiness is associated with a smile on their face, right? A jumpy heart, smile on the face, endorphins flooding their brain. That is confusing the state of happiness with the emotional experience of happiness in a situation. It's not the same thing. A truly happy person is absolutely capable of experiencing grief. They actually have to. Happiness, sadness, anger, disappointment, all these things are still part of the reality of a person that is living the state of happiness. However, here it comes. Because you live in a state of happiness, which comes from you owning yourself in the present moment, you also own your emotional experiences. I hope I'm being very clear here. When you think that happiness is a commodity or a destination you have to reach that lies outside of you, you have become the victim of your idea of happiness. Now, anything that the world tells you that you have to do in order to become happy becomes your agenda. You are now the victim of the world, the victim of the idea. But if you own your happiness, if you're wrapping yourself as a state of mind in happiness, it doesn't mean that you avoid being sad or having grief, feeling grief, but it means that that grief and that sadness or disappointment, you own that too. It means that you allow for that state of mind to give birth to those emotions. It means that you're not dragged down by it. Your lights don't go dark because your good friend died or because you lost your job or because you didn't close a deal. You might have an emotional response, but you never lose your state of happiness. And the state of happiness is probably the most precious of all resources we have. It's way more powerful than money and friends and everything, because happiness as a resource makes everything put into a perspective of love. Happiness, when you have true happiness in you, and you can have it at any given moment in your life when you embrace true happiness, it creates a new context for your being and therefore for your doing. When you embrace true happiness as a state of mind, you wake up in the morning and already you own the emotions that you're facing. You own the day. Everything you look at it from a perspective of happiness, which is what a lot of people call glass half full versus glass half empty. It has nothing to do with being an optimist. It has nothing to do with thinking in positive ways. That's lying to yourself. A truly happy person is always dead honest. A truly happy person faces the emotional reality of their life at any given moment. They always own the moment. That's what true happiness means. And you guys know, who've been listening to me for a while now, I'm the self-ownership guy. I'm here to share and spread the message of owning yourself. When you own yourself, which means to allow to know yourself and then to allow your being and your doing to be informed by that knowledge of the self. When that happens, the experience of it is the one of real happiness, okay? Happiness is what comes to you as an experience once you really own yourself. And that's something that reinforces itself, right? As you own yourself, you have this sense of total emotional self-ownership. But at the same time, as you experience that, you also own yourself more. It's this cycle, this beautiful cycle of life where the wonderful energy of true happiness, and this true happiness is non-judgmental. That's a very important aspect of real happiness. It does not judge your emotional experiences as being happy or not. It just takes them as they are. But when you have that, you're completely free to be who you are and to show up as that person. You have no internal emotional resistance to say your truth, speak your truth, and do your truth. You live in your truth. That is the state of real happiness. Now, to bring it back to the game that we play, all right, you come onto this planet, you come into the world, and you're wired for that happiness. You can see it in a little baby. They cry when they have to cry. They laugh when they have to laugh. They smile at strangers. There's no sense of judgment because for them, happiness is the state they're in. But however, at some point, the big hammer comes. That's when the teaching and the conditioning begins. The conditioning is the one that tells us no. You cannot always be happy. You cannot have happiness in your heart as a state. You have to be aware of the situation, the conditions that you're in, and have your emotions follow those circumstances, which is terrible. It means that you live in an emotional state that's dictated by the world. Now, what if the world suddenly experiences a global pandemic or an economic downturn? You lose your job. What if things happen? It means that the old definition of happiness, the one that we chase with our accomplishments, successes, and our work, it means that it completely exposes you to all those forces that you cannot control. And I'm here to offer you a different perspective, the perspective of nature on happiness. Everything in nature experiences happiness, but it experiences happiness just as showing up. That is the real happiness. Showing up as yourself is the happiness that we can only hope for. That's the one that we have to relearn when you experience that happiness. And that's what stands in your way right now. The fact that you are not open to realizing what happiness, true happiness is. But when you open yourself up to the fact that real happiness is nothing else but being yourself and acting in that light, man, that's so contagious. That is addictive. Because you only want to experience that. You want to experience grief in the light of your happiness. You want to experience failure in the light of your happiness. You want to experience marriage in the light of that happiness. You don't want to experience life in the light of happiness that needs to be achieved. You don't ever want that. Yet we do it all the time. And that's why we go and look for things. That's why we look for accolades. We look for gratification. We look for titles and diplomas. We look for degrees. We hope we will find happiness in all these items that lie outside of ourselves. Now, I'm not saying these are bad things. They're only dangerous when we project our notion of happiness and self-worth into them. Then they weigh us down. Then they become the tools that will kill us. But when we say that we hold happiness inside of us as a state and project it outward into the world, and the world calls back to us with all those achievements, I think that is a very good thing, right? Because you now own those titles. You now own those accomplishments. You didn't allow for them to own you. You didn't just do them in order to find something. They are just the echo of the universe, of the markets, of the world that comes back at you because you were brave enough, open enough, and natural enough about your true self to show up as your true self. That's the principle of resonance, which we will get into at a later date. But you bring your internal happiness into the world looks back at you with all the joy it has.